Thank you. Okay, here we go. So, okay, Purim is a very interesting name for the holiday of Purim. If you think about it, like a lot of our holidays, and Leah also mentioned, like it's an interesting name. You wouldn't have thought it. You wouldn't have thought that it would be high up on the list. So I think we're going to touch on some themes here. But if you think about, let's say, Rosh Hashanah, right? Sounds like a good name. It's like the beginning of this year, right? Pesach, Hashem passed over. What's Purim? It's a lot. It actually says it in the Megillah that they called it Purim. Why? Hu Hagoral. This is the lottery. They were almost going to be destroyed. And I think it's a very interesting name. And it's Rabbi David Foreman actually brings up and writes. He has a whole book called The Queen You Thought You Knew, about the story of the Megillah and all of that that he speaks about, and this entire story. And the question that he brings up often is this question of, why is the story of Purim, why is it that we commemorate this entire miracle with the word lots? So I actually think that we're going to answer it in three different ways, and I don't think it's always going to be coming back to the lot. The first is very simple, which is the lot represents chance. How did they choose the day that they were going to destroy the entire Jewish nation? They didn't pick a day with good weather. They didn't pick a day that they were going to work for 3 months. They picked a day where they literally just stuck a lottery in, and they spun it, and they said, whatever day we pick out, that's going to be the day. It's literally like they put no thought into it. Complete chance. And I think what this does is it brings up the entire theme that runs throughout Purim is this question of chance. And as Leah said in her speech, it's so easy to think that our lives are governed by chance. To not pay attention and say like, oh yeah, she was beautiful, that's why she became queen. Or this happened or that happened. Like, everything just kind of fit into place. It's so nice that it worked out. But as we heard the mother of one of the hostages speak today, and she said, you know, we left the kibbutz because we were going somewhere else, and it felt like there was a higher power that wanted us to go in a different direction and not be in our kibbutz and not be kidnapped. It's funny, like Mrs. Wasser and I shared a moment, like a smile, like you thought it was a higher power, like as if like you think there's a question for why you ended up somewhere else. It's because Hashem wanted you somewhere else, period. And to be able to see the world that it's not just chance. I think that is one of the core messages of Purim. So you think it's chance? It's not chance. You think you're wearing a mask? Guess what? Like we all wear masks, right? We pretend, but guess what? Purim, we put on the mask to remind us that the world around us is a mask. But really, there's always something more powerful, something deeper inside. That's number one. Number two, as Leah mentioned, and I'm going to take it another deeper level, is that it's very similar to Yom Kippur. Well, I think we felt that today. By raise of hands, how many of you felt a little bit of a feeling that you might have felt on Yom Kippur today in davening? Right? It was like, whoa, what a day. We were davening for Klal Yisrael. It happens to be, and this is a note as we go into Sunday, and just understand that as you go into Purim, Purim is one of the most powerful opportunities for prayer, for tefillah, the entire year. Remember that. Don't lose the opportunity. You know what's another powerful, really powerful day for tefillah? Yom Kippur. You want to know, by the way, there are a lot of deep layers to this. You know that there's also a lot that happens on Yom Kippur. You know, there's a lot with two goats. We're in the jungle theme. Okay, there are two goats. One of them set like that we have that they put in two lots, and one goat goes off the deep end, and one goes for the karban. So we have Seh La Hashem, the Seh La Azazel. So that's also a question of lots. go in something deeper. By the way, Yom Kippur starts with Kol Nidre, right? That's the tefillah that starts Kol Nidre. If you actually go to, in Tanakh, there's one other place where the word poor comes up. It's in Sefer Bamidbar, and actually it uses the word poor by being, when it talks about getting rid of Nidarim. Like, there are many, many, many layers to how Purim is connected to Yom Kippur. But I'm going to give you just one simple concept. For me, every year on Yom Kippur, you fast, you get really serious, and you rethink what are your life's values. Everybody stands in shul, and you commit to tshuva, you commit to Ol Malchut Shamayim. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I know that Purim is a really intense, Yom Kippur is a really intense day where we give up the physical, we're not eating, we're not drinking. All we're doing is we're focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're saying, Hashem, I really want to be good. I really want to do everything that I can to be the best person that I can be. I'm accepting Ol Malchut Shamayim. I want to do it right. Please help me be the best person that I could be. And you know what happens after Yom Kippur? September, October, November, December, life gets busy, there's finals, there's shopping, there's this, there's that. One day you remember Tis Davin, one day maybe you forget, like, life gets busy. And then we have a midway checkpoint. And our midway checkpoint is Purim. And on Purim, we are not fasting. Instead, we are doing everything physical. We're dressing up, we're spending money on clothing, we're doing costumes, we have food, we have a shloch manot, we have a party, we have a suda, we have everything. But Hashem is testing us. Are we keeping to our values when we have all of that materialism? Or are we just partying? Do we remember what life is about? Are we caring about Kimu v'Kiblu ha-Yehudim, that this is about Torah and mitzvot? Or are we just like having fun? I think the true test of your Yom Kippur is on your Purim. How do you conduct yourself on Purim? Are you waking up in the morning early and saying, what an opportunity this is for tefillah? Are you going to Megillah and thinking to yourself, wow, what a story? Are you starting to pay attention to the fact that Hashem is in every detail of your life? And reminding yourself, not just on Purim, but every day thereafter. And finally, I want to take you to the third point. The third point is as follows. There is a highlight moment in the Megillah. Anybody know what that highlight moment is? There's like a wow moment. Yes. So, right. So one of them is when she tells Achashverosh about Haman. Good. There's one that goes before that. Yes.
Usually, like, people who go to a king without, like, setting it up normally.
Right.
So, like, what do you want?
Beautiful. And I even spoke about it this morning. Mordechai goes to Esther and says to her, you need to go to the king and you need to go and plead for the Jewish people. We're going to get destroyed. And she says, I'm scared. I'm going to get killed. And Mordechai, you would think, would respond and say, okay, but fight for the Jewish people. Who cares about your life when you have fighting for the Jewish people? That's not what Mordechai says. What Mordechai says is, "Ki im hacharesh tacharishu ba'et hazot." If you are quiet right now, revach v'hatzala yavo mimakom acher. Don't worry, fate is already determined. We know the answer to the question. Hashem will save us. He did not say, well, if you don't do this, you're all going to die, so don't you think you should fight for the Jewish people? He's like, no, you're going to lose the opportunity. Umi odeya le'ekazot higat l'machut. Who knows if this is why you got there to Malchut? So I had a thought. Shana made me think about it. I brought it up a little bit. We had it in the faculty meeting, and she asked about this, like, mi yodea concept. And I've been thinking about it a lot over the past couple days, and I had a thought. And it goes back to this question of Purim and chance. Why do we call it this concept of chance? Like, this whole day is a date of chance. It's not really a day of chance. And I think sometimes in our lives, we have this question of, what am I supposed to do? And I think we also have this question, like, take it for a second, think about it. Does it matter what I do? Because it's just going to happen anyway. Do you get that question? Like, if this is fated, if this is the way the world is supposed to work, do I really matter? And I think that perhaps that is the pinnacle of the Esther story. Meaning, Hashem governs the world. There is going to be fate. He decides how things work. But the question that remains is, what's your role in it? Are you going to be great? Are you going to do something? Or are you just going to sit back and say, Hashem, I'll take care of it. You take care of it. I'm not a part of it. And I think that the power of the Megillah moment is the power of a superwoman, of a heroine who decides, even though she's terrified, that she is going to step up and not just have an impact on her fate, but have an impact in the entire world and the Jewish nation. And I think there are so many times, like I think this example, and I thought this a lot also, if I don't give socks to the soldiers, will there be somebody who gives socks to the soldiers? Yes. 100%. The Jewish nation is going to be okay. There are going to be tons of people who are going to do chesed. And if I don't do it this week or I don't do it next week, that's fine. But, and I'm saying this also as myself, to Musar, to myself, do I want to have that impact? Do I want to be the one that says, I contributed, I made a difference? That, I think, is an essential power moment. And I think that's also the message of Purim. So I want to conclude with three things. Number one, Hashem governs the world. And the message of Purim is that you have to look everywhere for the impact of Hashem. Number two, it's a check-in moment. You committed to Ol Malchut Shamayim on Yom Kippur. You're coming back to that and recommitting. Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim. We are constantly saying, we want this. And finding Hashem and finding Torah in every minute of our lives and remembering that Purim is an incredible, powerful day and an opportunity to connect to Torah, to mitzvot, and to tefillah. And number three, that your role in fate matters. And there are times where you could sit back or there are times where you could step up. And stepping up matters. Wishing you all a beautiful Purim.